USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States is advising residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut not to travel domestically after the number of reported coronavirus deaths doubled to over 2,000 nationwide within 2 days. It took about a month from the first report of a coronavirus death on February 29th to the number reaching 1,000 on Thursday. By yesterday, the number of reported deaths had doubled. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued the travel advisory urging the residents of those three states to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for at least 14 days, effective immediately. And a North Carolina county is taking extreme measures to prevent coronavirus from spreading into its community. Dare County, a popular summer vacation area in the Outer Banks, has established checkpoints around the county to stop visitors and non-resident property owners from entering. Since March 17th, only permanent residents with proper identification has been allowed to enter the county. This is USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought you my pillow. He did? Says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You can buy one, get one free. Special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
Tokyo Olympic organizers seem to be leaning away from starting the rescheduled games in the spring of 2021. More and more signs are pointing toward the summer of 2021. Organizing committee president Yoshiro Mori suggested there would be no major change from 2020. He said the games are meant to be in the summer, so we should be thinking of a time between June and September. The postponed games were to have opened on July 24th and closed on August 9th. Some decisions could be made as early as this week when the organizing committee executive board will meet. California Governor Gavin Newsom commuted 21 prison sentences and pardoned 5 people who had already served their time behind bars, citing the coronavirus pandemic as a factor in his decision. 14 of the commuted cases involved murder or related charges. 2 of the cases, the victims were children. A pregnant woman was the victim in another case. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It could be a very active hurricane season along the nation's Atlantic coast. And with more information, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Several groups of experts, organizations, and federal agencies will be issuing their predictions, but AccuWeather meteorologists are out with their report of what's expected in the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. And they're predicting 14 to 18 storms, and of those, 7 to 9 are expected to become hurricanes. In a typical year, there are about 12 storms, of which 6 or so become hurricanes, and of those, 3 usually become major hurricanes. This report predicts this year will be an above-average activity year, as was 2019, when there was a total of 18 storms. 6 of them became hurricanes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have returned to the United States after going into self-quarantine in Australia. The couple tested positive for the novel coronavirus earlier this month while in Australia, where Hanks had been doing pre-production work on a film about Elvis Presley. Hanks is set to play Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in the film. Production on the project is currently suspended. Hanks said, "Many, many thanks to everyone in Australia who looked after us. Their care and guidance made possible our return to the USA. And many thanks to everyone who reached out with well wishes." Stay updated on the coronavirus outbreak with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.